Let's try to understand what this moment means in the relationship between the United States and Iran. Over the weekend, international monitors gave assurances that Iran had taken the promised steps towards scaling back its nuclear program. International sanctions were quickly lifted from the Iranian government and its major industries, and this means Iran can start selling oil to the West again. And then Iran freed four Americans held in its prisons, including Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian. And the United States released some Iranians held in prison here. We have New York Times reporter Thomas Erdbrink on the line from Tehran. Thomas, good morning and welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Can you just tell me what the mood is in Tehran? I mean, does this feel like, when you talk to people, a momentous moment?
It's surprisingly, people know that this is a momentous moment, but they're kind of cynical. And they're cynical because over the past 2.5 years, when these negotiations were going on, when the nuclear deal was being verified, they've been made so many promises by their own leaders, but also by President Obama, that actually their lives would improve after this nuclear deal would be implemented. They've seen many milestones. Sometimes they even went on the streets to, you know, to drive around their cars and honk their car horns and wave flags. But there was nothing of that over the weekend when the nuclear deal actually was implemented and those sanctions were lifted. That is because people feel as if all these promises made first need to materialize. And of course, the news of new sanctions, new American sanctions over its ballistic missile program slapped on Iran by the United States sort of adds to the feeling that the normal, ordinary Iranian is just a victim in this entire story.
And we should say those new sanctions that that the Obama administration announced, as you say, deal with banned missile testing. I mean, still, the lifting of these other sanctions seem like a pretty big deal, opening the Western markets to Iranian oil. But interesting that people just aren't seeing this as a moment. What do they need, do you think, to be convinced that this will actually make a difference in their lives?
I think they need to really see that their lives will improve. Their purchasing power has decreased so much over the past 10 to 6 years of several sets of sanctions. A normal average family has trouble surviving in the way they would like. It's a normal middle class family. So when they see that they actually can transfer money to, for instance, their uncle who's living abroad, or when they can receive money for the pistachio nuts they sold somewhere in Europe or even in the United States, as is possible now, I think that will be the moment that they see, hey, this deal is actually working and our lives are changing.
So Iranians who have family in the United States, for the past number of years, they have not been able to transfer money. I mean, they've really been limited in terms of what they can do.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, Iranians worldwide have been having trouble sending money inside their country and out of their country. And you can imagine, with over 5 million Iranians living abroad, with Iranian businessmen being among the oldest businessmen in the world. I mean, this country was at the heart of the old Silk Route. Iranians are traders. It was completely cut off from the outside world. You literally had to hide it in your backpack in order to bring it into Iran. So this should all be solved now. That said, international banks still have to accept Iranian payments. And that can, of course, also be a problem because Iran is still a state sponsor of terrorism, according to the United States. And that means that European banks will need to ask for special licenses if they want to deal with Iran. And it also means that American banks are not allowed at all to deal with Iran. So the picture is not as black and white. It's not as if from today everything is possible. And that's why I think people are taking this wait-and-see approach.
President Obama sent this message to young Iranians saying, pursue a new path with the West. I mean, how are young Iranians responding to messages like that from the president?
Well, young Iranians, and there's many of them, have heard a lot from President Obama. But at the same time, they still see themselves faced with these sanctions. And again, on Sunday, these new sanctions might not directly hurt them, but they're a signal that the issues between the United States and Iran are far from over.
And Thomas, before I let you go on a personal note, I just wonder how you're reacting to Jason Rezaian from The Washington Post being released from an Iranian prison, being a fellow journalist.
Jason, not only a fellow journalist, but was also a very close personal friend of mine. And even though I haven't spoken to him, I'm extremely relieved that he is now out of prison and that his wife, Yegana, has been able to join him. And I hope he will find the time to recover from everything that's happened to him. And unfortunately, his case sort of illustrates the perils of reporting here, something that a lot of the foreign journalists here face every day. And I'm just very happy that his case has been solved.
Thomas, thanks as always for joining us.
Okay, thanks for having me, David.
Thomas Erdbrink is the New York Times bureau chief in Tehran.